Gold prices in Pakistan rebounded sharply on Tuesday, mirroring gains in the international market following a wave of bargain hunting after Monday's sharp decline. A softer-than-expected U.S. inflation report also supported the precious metals recovery. According to data released by the All Pakistan Sarafa Gems and Jewelers Association, APSGIA, the price of gold rose by 3,700 rupees per tola, reaching 344,200 rupees in the local market. Similarly, the price of 10-gram gold climbed 3,173 rupees to settle at 295,096 rupees. The previous day, Monday, gold had plunged by 10,400 rupees per tola, ending at 340,500 rupees. Globally, gold prices rose on Tuesday on bargain hunting after a sharp loss in the previous day, while softer-than-expected inflation data from the U.S. also lent support, according to Reuters. Spot gold rose 0.3% to $3,243.99 an ounce as of 1,120 EST, 1,520 GMT, after falling as low as $3,207.30 on Monday. U.S. gold futures were up 0.7% at $3,249.50. We had a big correction in gold on Monday on the news that there is a deal made between the U.S. and China, Bart Melek, head of commodity strategies at TD Securities, said. However, tariffs on China are still 30%, which is quite negative for the economy. The United States and China on Monday said they would pause their tariffs for 90 days. Following talks in Geneva over the weekend, the U.S. said it will cut tariffs on Chinese imports to 30% from 145%, while China said it would cut duties on U.S. imports to 10% from 125%. Bullion had shattered multiple record highs in 2025 owing to concerns over economic slowdown following U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, strong central bank buying, geopolitical tensions and increased flow into gold-backed exchange-traded funds. Commenting on market dynamics, Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, said gold touched a high of $3,265 and a low of $3,215 during the session on the Pakistan Mercantile Exchange. The U.S. inflation data was better than expected, which initially pushed gold prices higher. The market later corrected but stabilized around $3,244, he noted. He added that the market is currently data-driven. If gold breaks the $3,275-$3,270 resistance zone, we could see a move towards $3,300 and above. However, a drop below $3,220-$3,200 could pull the price down to $3,180, Agar said, adding that future movement depends on upcoming economic indicators. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee posted a slight decline against the U.S. dollar in the interbank market on Tuesday, depreciating by 0.04%. At the close of trading, the rupee settled at 281.67, down by 10 pesa from Monday's closing rate of 281.57. Globally, the U.S. dollar maintained its upward momentum, buoyed by investor optimism following a trade agreement between the United States and China.